This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. The Lukis Tulis Festival is a visual arts festival that aims to highlight emerging Malaysian artists. It's happening from the 27th to the 28th of July at the school at Jaya One. And joining me today are the festival's founders, Shireen Sukha and Ratna Rashidi. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you for being on the show. So, your festival is called Lukis and Tulis, right?
Yes.
So what does the festival encompass?
Well, it's actually an art festival for the community, and we are having both elements of Lukis, that means fine arts, watercolour, oil paintings, abstract, and also the Tulis part, whereby you have journaling, pens, craft, a little bit of crafts included in the festival.
What prompted you to want to bring these two broad areas together?
If you think about it, it's not really broad. Anything that we see in this world, right, be it a book or a keyboard or something like that, it begins with a piece of paper and a pen.
With design.
Or pencil.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
With design. So Lukis and Tulis is actually connected. So that's why we say it's Lukis and Tulis, to combine actually fine art and the growing community of journalists or journaling.
Mm-hmm. It's focusing primarily on emerging artists. So what sorts of exhibits and what sorts of booths will we see at the festival?
Okay, so for emerging artists, we called for artists to exhibit early in the year, and we received more than 70 submissions, right? So that means that artists who were still undiscovered were looking for a platform to be able to share their works. And what we will have is nearly 60 artworks that will be exhibited, as well as some of them will also have their own booths to be able to sell some of their original paintings.
When you say emerging, now how did you define who would fall under that category?
Well, we consider ourselves still emerging. No, but I think what we mean by that is somebody who is a hobbyist, a housewife, somebody who's drawing just for fun, but at the same time create beautiful artwork. So, but undiscovered yet by the gallery or by the corporate who buys good paintings. So that's what we call emerging artists.
Mm. You know, from what you just said, Ratna, just to go back to your own experiences becoming artists, you guys also came to art later in life.
Very late.
And you are not yet what you would consider professional artists.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me your own story about how you got into becoming artists in the first place.
Well, it was a change of career for me from 15 years of being a planner. Then I switched to something under the advice of the doctor to take something relaxing and something calming. So I thought, hey, why not learn how to paint? So I went through thousands of YouTube videos, tutorials on watercolour.
Thousands,
I'm sure. Like, this looks fun. Oh, that looks nice. But actually, to understand how it works, little did I know, I thought watercolour was the easiest, also we thought, because it brings us back to the childhood, you know, homework and whatnot. But it actually is one of the hardest, if not the hardest medium to understand. Hence, that's why the well-known artists usually use acrylic and oil or mixed media. So from March of 2016, I started painting nonstop for about 6 months daily.
Wow.
Daily 6 months until I was satisfied with my work. And then, of course, after that, I progress to alternate days.
Decided to breathe a little bit.
Yeah. No, but after that, a year later, people started to wanting to buy my paintings. And I said, oh, okay, people like my paintings and what I do. And because I do realism art, it is more focused on details, especially botanical. So there's not many botanical artist in the country, or let's just say Kuala Lumpur. So my genre is a little bit more defined than impressionistic, loose urban sketching or landscapes, something like that. Mm. So in 2017, then I was offered to teach, to start teaching. That was when now I am known as Cikgu Ratna. Everywhere it's called Cikgu.
So now you teach art.
Yes,
how lovely.
Yes.
And Shireen, you also teach.
Yes.
And you started painting, I believe, in 2017.
Yes. Actually, it was midlife crisis that drove me to rethink my whole purpose in life. And having been in corporate for so many years, I was struggling to find what else can I do, you know, when you're hitting retirement age or if you want an early retirement. And I discovered that when I was in school, I used to like art a lot. And that's when I started, you know, picking up watercolour. And one thing led to another. I attended one of Ratna's classes. And bang, you know, I was hooked ever since. So similar to Ratna, I used to spend about half an hour every day practicing, no matter what. I have two kids at home. So watercolour is the most comfortable and convenient medium so that your house doesn't become a mess after that.
And what kind of art do you create?
I love more landscape, expressive landscapes, and going into different expression of landscapes. But of course, you know, the satisfaction comes from when you put paint onto paper in different elements. And we're always, Ratna and I, together with a few other friends, we're always bantering and challenging each other to do different things as well.
We used to have the Cikgu Challenge earlier this
year.
Oh, yes. The
Cikgu Challenge. Cikgu Challenge.
What does that include?
Actually, it's just me looking for subjects because I teach and I need to find new subjects to teach a workshop. So I go, this would be nice. So I'm in the WhatsApp group, let's try this. You know, if they are working professionals. So when they do have the time, they will try and then we will compare. What about the bird that we all did? Four of us did a bird.
Yeah.
And you can see a stout bird, a potbelly bird.
So how much of this, your own experiences into coming into art, how did that lead to you wanting to do this Lukis Tulis Festival?
For me, it's hearing and listening to other emerging artists like myself trying to be able to get people to see and appreciate their art. Not so much see, but appreciate the art. I find that the community, I mean, Malaysia, our art scene is still quite small in relative to Indonesia, Singapore and Thailand. Mm. When I hear this and I experience it myself, and I was thinking, what can we do? For me, I think we need to expose art to the community, especially to try to erase or rethink or reprogram the thinking of the parents of yesteryear where artists, you cannot become artists because you'll be starving at the end of the day, you know. But nowadays with the digitization and technology, you can create so many things from your artwork yourself.
Mm-hmm. For me, it was a make it happen kind of challenge, yeah, which we, Ratna and I took on to say that let's not wait for something to happen, we can make something happen. So art became an empowering factor for us, especially we are both, you know, women in our 40s and, you know, new careers for us. So let's try to also showcase to the world a little bit what women and art and a little bit of empowerment can do for you.
Mm. And who are some of the artists that are being exhibited in the festival?
So some of the artists that we will be having are Kirtan Raw.
Okay, he is actually an autistic artist with Asperger's syndrome. Mm. So he is not able to communicate well at or express well socially, right? So he has been in the, he has had several exhibitions, joint and solo. Mm. So he's one to check out. Who else do we have?
We have a very good acrylic artist as well, Alice Wong. Her paintings are so lifelike, which we, when we saw her submissions, we were like, my God, how come you don't have a solo yet, you know? So it's helping people like her to showcase what they can do. We also have some illustrators.
Illustrators
like Muhammad Faizal Haini, and as well as Rizwan Hisham. Both of them happen to be in design, and they do illustrations on, you know, after work, using pens and
using
all that.
Pens,
so it's amazing, you know, what work, what quality of work that they have produced just for Lukis Tulis Malaysia. We also have, what else we have? We have small hobbies, right, who are using mixed media like inks, as well as watercolour and
typography.
Mixed media. Yeah, typography. So there are a few. And we even have submissions from Penang, actually.
Yes.
Cheng Mei Yan, who's an artist in Penang. And though she will not be physically present, but two of her paintings will represent her.
And all of these works will be on sale?
Yes. Okay, if there are more than one interested buyer for that particular painting, then it goes for auction.
Okay. So there is going to be an auction as well.
Yes, we hope. We hope. If there is an auction, meaning it's a good response from the community who's interested in art.
And you're also organizing other participatory activities as part of the festival, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
We are.
So we have artpreneurs who are small vendors in KL, especially mainly, who sell a lot of ephemera and paraphernalia on journaling, scrapbooking, as well as fine arts as well.
Mini workshops?
Mini workshops. We have mini workshops, six mini workshops throughout the 2 days, which we encourage people to try their hands on either watercolour, doodling, journaling.
Penmanship?
Penmanship,
which is calligraphy.
Calligraphy. Even handwriting, you know. So how do you use a beautiful pen to write beautifully? What else do we have? Art gems? Art gems, demos?
And art demos. So art gems is throughout the 2 days. It's free. You probably just purchase something and you want to try it out or see other people how they use it. So there's an art gem center in the center of the market where everybody can just sit down and join in.
Yeah.
And you are also collaborating with the Artsani to do an art tour, right?
Yes, correct. So we mooted the idea to Artsani because on that day, we also have two other, how you say, initiatives that are happening around the area. So Artsani is conducting their first neighbourhood tour in PJ, starting at Lukis Tulis Malaysia.
So who exactly are you targeting in terms of the people that you want to come to the festival?
We want everybody to come because we have something for everyone. So most activities or events around art is always either for the, you know, art enthusiasts or very layman. Okay, you know, you go for colouring contest. So we have combined the two spectrums together.
Yeah.
So we have an art exhibition for art enthusiasts. We have workshops for the hobbyists.
Well, let's just say it's from the school of children on words to any age
any
group,
adults,
it doesn't matter.
Group.
We try to cater to everybody because at the end of the day, we try to create the awareness of art and art appreciation in the community and the public at large.
We even have art talks by IACT. So they are going to talk about the
career path in art.
Art. And another talk by a local artist, Paramis, who will share about creative process in painting.
So when you talk about emerging artists, and you guys are the I suppose, the unofficial curators of this festival, right?
Yes.
How do you determine, you know, in terms of quality, in terms of who would be a part of your festival, how do you decide?
Okay, we both had to curate about 70 pieces of submission. But what I look at is the tonal values. As I am a teacher, so I know what to look for. So I look for the tonal values. I look for the creativity. I look at the first impression. What do I get? The feel? What does it evoke me, any feelings in me when I look at the painting? So that's how I look at the painting and how I curate the submissions.
I think at the end of the day, we also want to see what kind of artwork that will compel or evoke some kind of emotion in the public, right? Because it's a test market for us as well. It's the first time we're organizing such an event, and we want to see what would spark an interest in the public.
But there's a difference, isn't there, between art that would be appealing or interesting to the quote-unquote art crowd versus something like this, which is a more public and a more, in many ways, accessible event. I mean, it's being held in a mall.
Yeah.
And does that change how you decide what would be appropriate, what would be a good fit for the festival?
I don't think so. I don't think there should be a difference in the art crowd, quote-unquote, or the public, because you've got to educate the public in order for them to get to the or to be the art crowd, right? Mm. So for me, it doesn't matter whether it's in a gallery, whether it is in a big conventional hall. At the end of the day, art is art. How can you equate creativity with how much time one person spend in with a big canvas or a small canvas? Mm. It's the same amount to me.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. The festival sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, we sure hope so.
We hope so.
Thank you so much for having us.
I've been speaking to Shireen Sukha and Ratna Rashidi, the founders of the Lukis Tulis Festival. It's a visual arts festival that is happening from the 27th to the 28th of July at the school at Jaya 1. And for more information, you can visit their Facebook page. Just look for Lukis Tulis Malaysia. If you've missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my, on our BFM app, and also on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.